Thousands in downtown Dakar line up on General Charles de Gaulle Boulevard to see Senegalese President Abdoulaye Wade. This street has had decades of Independence Day parades since Senegal gained its sovereignty in 1960. Local political analyst Yoro Dia says Senegal's relationship with France will soon change because there are no more presidential candidates trained in the French colonial system like Mr. Wade.
When you're a product of French colonial system, you have colonial mentality. The most important thing is what people are thinking in Paris. What people are thinking in Washington, you don't care. What people are thinking in Senegal, you don't care. But what people are thinking in Paris, you care.
Dia says it is inevitable France will lose some influence because he says Mr. Wade is the last of the colonial generation.
Wade is the kind of bridge between that colonial generation, people who fight for independence, and the other generation, people who were born in Senegal, crying in the United States, people who don't have colonial mentality. And that it is the biggest change. You don't have any more the relation between the master and the colonial.
For 24-year-old government economist Alpha, Senegal is still close to its former colonizer.
Nothing has really changed. It is our partner. We love French people. It is our big brother.
But when asked where most people his age want to go if they are to leave Senegal, he does not hesitate in replying.
For the students now, they want to go to America or China to learn more.
For Army Commander Alain Diop, the celebration honors Senegal's responsibilities as a sovereign country. He says the day is a reminder of Senegal's ability to make both peace and war. Officials say there were less military in attendance this year because more are serving overseas in neighboring countries' conflicts. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.